Studies have shown that constant contact with screens and other electronic devices affects humans' natural sleep cycles, but new research shows that camping can recalibrate sleep cycles due to lack of technology and more exposure to natural light. Ken Wright is a professor of integrative physiology and a director of the Sleep and Chronobiology Laboratory at the University of Colorado Boulder. Wright explains the effects of technology on human sleep cycles and how camping can get us back on track.
Well, my laboratory has been interested for a long time about how our modern environments affects the timing of our internal clock as well as our timing of our sleep. And so in order to really get at that question, we decided to use quite a unique experiment here. And we wanted to see how does our modern environment where we're exposed to a lot of electrical lighting during the day at night impact us.
Wright explains why camping is the main subject of this study.
Well, the camping allows us to be in an environment where we're exposed to only the natural light dark cycle, as well as starlight, moonlight, and campfires. So we get to completely remove you from your built environment of electrical lighting and the electrical lighting that we get at night, especially in our homes. When we spend less time outdoors, this leads to our clocks being timed later, and this leads to later sleep times. And we know that later sleep times are associated with a number of negative health problems, such as obesity, diabetes, mood disorders.
Wright explains the importance of the natural clock and how modern technology is affecting it.
We think that the reduction in light exposure during the day and the increase in electrical light exposure at night both contribute to us having later time clocks. And so we receive in the summers about 4 times less light indoors in our modern environments, whereas in the winter it's 13 times less than what we would receive if we were to spend time outside.
And Wright shares some tips for people who want to improve the quality of their sleep.
If you have symptoms of a sleep problem, know that there are effective treatments out there that can be used to help you. But in lieu of that, we know that if we keep a consistent sleep schedule, and that means, you know, 6-7 days a week, keeping a consistent schedule, getting that sunlight every morning, starting your day with a walk in the sun, for example, and going to bed at a reasonable time and getting the sleep you need, that's going to be the best strategy for allowing you to be alert and awake for the day.
Thanks for listening. This is Andres Belton reporting for CU Lab Rats, a podcast produced by Strategic Relations and Communications for the University of Colorado Boulder.